Lou Burke sat with Hasty Hathaway on the bench outside the meeting house on the town common. The common was a small green triangle at the intersection of three streets. There was a white 18th century meeting house set on it, where at Christmas the women's auxiliary of something or other, Burke had never really known what, sold greens and fruitcake and handmade satin bows. "So, what do you think of Stone?" Hathaway said. Burke was silent a moment, watching some pigeons hop and flutter about. "Well," Burke said finally, "it's too soon to say, I guess." "I realize that, but what's your impression?" "He might not be the answer," Burke said. "Really?" Hathaway seemed surprised. "Why do you say so?" "I don't know exactly. There's just something. He's got more iron in him than I was expecting." "Lou, he's a lush," Hathaway said. "He was fired for drinking on duty. His personnel file said he was unfit for police work." "Yeah, I know," Burke said. "But he doesn't give me that feeling. He was a homicide cop in L.A., remember?" "And he was half gassed when we interviewed him in Chicago," Hathaway said. Burke shrugged. "Well, let's keep our eyes open," Hathaway said. "What we don't want is some born-again straight arrow poking a sober nose in where it shouldn't go." Burke nodded. "I still don't see why you wouldn't take the job, Lou," Hathaway said. "It would have worked out so well." "No," Burke said. "I'm a lot more effective if I'm not in charge. I'm the chief and things go bad, everybody lands on me. I'm just a cop following orders, and no one pays me much attention. I know as much as I would being chief, and I'm a lot less visible. I do us more good where I am."